One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Is this thing on? Check. I smacked it like my cat. Smacks something like
yeah, you did.
Check. I wanted to make sure it was working. I have to turn all the knobs up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm getting really good at my twisting techniques. Even though my carpal tunnel's been acting up.
Damn, you probably fuck a titty up, don't you?
I've back in the day, yeah, just fucking titties up all over the place. Titty here, titty there, just cha 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 cha.
Yeah, it really works. For yeah,
or it got me. My one. Yeah. There you go. There you go. What'd you say about nipples?
I said Indian burning nipples.
Cha 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 cha. It helps me with card throwing too. I just shoot them.
Oh yeah.
Or flicking pennies. You remember doing that?
Whoa. I remember last time I came on the podcast. You stone colded a beer over your head. And now you're flicking pennies at me.
He walked in the door. He walked in the door and I was like, "Give me a beer," and he threw it to me. So I just cracked it and started chugging it.
You definitely poured it on your face. Head, like, just straight pour it on your
head. So, Salazi Weather... No, God, I don't have a voice again. This is happening again. It happened last week, right?
Oh, no.
Speak.
Take it over, Sam.
Yeah.
It's Salazi Weather...
So, it's Salazi Weather Media Main Show, episode 240. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Gumparda.
Slim!
We have Chris Paul sitting in today in the memorabilia corner. Say hello.
Hello.
And we have Angel at the Chris Clem's coffee corner. Where's the Chris Klein picture at?
I've been wondering.
He's gone.
Oh, he got buried.
That's messed up.
No, he's right here. He's right here. Don't worry.
All right, we found him.
He's always here.
He was behind the cappuccino machine.
He's always watching.
I was going to take that picture to the show Saturday night and put it on my equipment. Yeah, just set it up. Like I did, Ron Simmons was chilling there. I figured I'd have Ron Simmons there and Chris Klein there.
I made a post and I kept saying Ron Jeremy because I'm a little buzz. Ron Simmons. Yeah, and I look back and I'm like, I'm not going back on that. I'm just going to keep it going.
I remember walking past you and just hearing you yell, "Ron Jeremy is here. Ron Jeremy is here." And I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? I just kept walking by.
People were like, shit, I should have went.
You met my Ron Simmons action figure.
Oh, yeah. I had it zoomed in on everything on my Instagram.
And you're yelling,
like,
Ron Jeremy.
I just yell it. And I looked back on it because I didn't look at any. I was having so much fun. I did all the things that night. And I looked back on it the next day. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That's why you don't do live videos, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty incredible. I almost said increstable.
Increstable.
So our guest today is Increstable himself.
Yeah.
God.
Uncrustable.
I can't. What happened to my voice? Yeah, what happened to my. This wasn't happening before we started recording. Now all of a sudden. I might have to start doing throat exercises before the show. Yeah, anyway, our guest today is Monty.
Hi.
Your name is Andrew, right? Andrew Monty. I expected a more. For some reason,
hey, it's Monty Badass in the building.
No, I expected applause or something to kick in when I said Monty, but instead it just seemed like crickets.
We'll add that later. I think I'm literally your least famous guest ever.
I feel like crickets audibly started playing in my head when I said Monty.
We'll add that in post. Don't worry.
I think there was a pregnant pause because Sean said throat exercises and no one
introduced me. Like, yo.
How do you follow that one?
Welcome to the main show.
Hey guys,
everyone was picturing you giving titty twisters and doing throat exercises.
And doing throat exercises.
Wow.
Yeah, depending on what kind of throat exercise you're looking for. I mean, Am I deep throwing swords?
Yeah. Ooh, that's
can
a
you?
Sick talent.
Can you do that?
Yeah, the circus.
I feel like
thing.
That's some shit Sean would like low key know how to
master
do.
And shit. Like,
yeah.
I feel like every girl rolls her eyes at that. Like, oh, but, cool.
You can
put something carefully down your throat without throwing up. Cool.
A whole sword.
Cool.
A whole sword.
Oh, fuck
that. Super impressed in the coffee corner.
I couldn't put a butter knife down my throat.
Or I could be doing... I'm with you. I remember like having like tongue depressors, and they put a tongue depressor on your like you,
yeah,
you get
I can't
your
do that
like
mostly just
say ah.
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
What'd you say?
I mostly put butter down my throat.
But
yeah,
so,
when they check you for strep throat,
yeah, they put a tongue depressor like, on my throat, and I'm like, I'm gagging.
Did anybody else used to get strep throat annually?
No.
Middle school, yeah.
I was a pretty healthy kid until
you
I started
to take the medicine or get the shot in your butt.
Medicine?
Like...
What? You got a butt
on,
shot?
Yeah.
For
Let's
strep
talk
throat?
About this. They were giving you butt shots for strep throat.
Definitely giving me butt shots.
Monty was on roids for his football career? Whoa.
Now by butt shots, you mean they took a needle to your butt or a suppository or whatever? Repository.
Definitely no.
Roddy's
butt chugging over here. Like,
I was not boofing strep medicine as a child.
Your mom's like, oh no, Monty, I'm telling you, this is how it goes.
My mom's not British. Monty.
Monty, drop your knickers. Come over here. We're going to get you going real good with the suppository.
Oh, no.
Is this a new rug?
It is a new rug.
Yeah. Ooh,
the
new rug.
The feng shui is
The feng shui is nice now, right?
It's nice. The luxe up in here.
I've been trying to put this rug here for a while, but I've been waiting for a day when I didn't have any of the equipment here. I feel... Oh, excuse me. Oh, God. Now I'm burping.
So is this going to be like the beer catch-all?
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah.
This is what you sound like on our podcast.
Like burping, just burping, coughing, dying.
Between every.
So anyway, what I was saying was.
So basically, so it's Rick and Morty. Yeah. All
Morty.
It's like, I don't know, Slim. I don't know if that fact's right.
I cooked.
Morty, shut up.
Oh my God, you are like a little Morty, though.
Yeah, who, Monty? Yeah. He is.
You're in the land of Ricks, dude. You're screwed.
Oh, Monty, Morty, oh God. Wow. I just pictured myself strapped when they found all those Mortys strapped to the fucking torture machine.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like
you know,
that bad cop Morty.
Where they're being stabbed. Yeah.
Yes,
for
that's
energy
me.
Or
yeah.
something
yes,
weird? Yeah,
that's me.
I've watched one episode of Rick and Morty, and I've seen it like 6 times now.
Just the one?
Just the one episode. It's on every time I watch, and it's where the dogs become like sentient beings.
Oh, I just watched that one.
It's fucking good. Take over. Yeah, I've watched it about 6 times now, though. It's the only episode I've ever seen.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and fucking that dog. There's a lot going on in that episode, dude. The dog, he's like, my name is...
Snowball, yeah.
Yeah, don't call me Snuffles. Call me Snowball because my fur is as white as the snow. I was like, this dog is a fucking beast. Talk about grabbing the scissors. It was very, very introspective, I'd say.
Dude started a whole...
Like, now I know why people were very obsessed with the sauce 6 months ago.
The sauce. That wasn't even till season 3, wasn't it? The Szechuan sauce?
And that's what I'm saying. People were obsessed with it. But that happened at McDonald's like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, they did eventually roll it out.
Now I see why.
How are you about to hit on McDonald's and then spit McDonald's facts?
That is
true.
That
doesn't
make any sense. If we're going to call back to last week, you said McDonald's is butthole. And and then today you're just like going to be the McDonald's fact machine. That is
fish fillets are beautiful. Yeah.
Like, and what? Only available from April.
Pause.
Chicken but nuggets. I heard a third episode that links those things where he said he likes to eat butthole.
Coming next.
Eat my ass club. I think we're all a part of it. So
stay tuned.
Don't act too cool for it.
Eat our own ass club.
This is the eat my ass club.
Damn, that's more advanced than sucking your own dick.
You gotta remove 2 sets of ribs.
Yeah, it's always advanced when you have somebody else doing something that you should probably do for yourself.
Damn. Who needs girlfriends then? Damn.
Who
now,
does?
If you eat your own ass.
Yeah, fuck yeah. No, I got a hairy ass. I wouldn't put a girl or myself through that. I don't think I could.
No. You eat a lot of Chipotle, too. Yeah, you probably leak a lot.
Leak? I got the man pond secured at all times.
Your butthole leaking.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes.
We warned you on the package.
We're off the rails, but we like it this
today
way. This is fun.
I don't remember what was going to happen. I was going to say something, and I forgot about it.
This has literally just turned into A&A MMA, except with you guys.
You are. That's right.
Please.
You're the host of a podcast. There we go. Good segment.
Oh, yeah, that's who you are.
You host a podcast with Slim over here called A&A MMA. You are a MMA mixed martial arts expert.
I call myself
commentator.
A fan. Yeah, I call myself a fan.
You're an editorialist.
But it's the best sports podcast
around.
It is.
Just saying.
For real.
It's the best sports podcast, that we say?
Yeah. It's just nice to listen to. Like, even if you don't really know what the hell we're talking about, we just slip good ones in there so it's listenable.
I don't even think you guys are the best sports podcast on our network.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, view-wise, yeah, we're doing.
I listen to Chris Clem's Cascast a lot more.
Chris.
I get in the shower and just listen to Chris Clem.
Yeah, but his is seasonal. Ours is year-round.
It's also very quick and good.
You're saying they're quick and good.
No, I wasn't talking about you.
I knew she wasn't talking about us.
I was talking about Chris Clem. Yeah,
I was going to say, y'all are not quick.
The only
y'all have, like, 3-hour episodes.
The only sport I get into is basketball, so it's nice to just have that, like, well, this is what I have.
Yeah, the Chris Clem's Cascast.
Yeah, it's quick and...
So anyway, to stop disparaging your podcast, you guys have a very good MMA podcast. You guys have the best MMA podcast on the network.
Yeah, we do. We built that shit from scratch in a bar.
In a
Me
bar.
Yeah, that's where A&A MMA started, was in a bar.
Yeah, we were hanging out at Johnny J's watching all the Conor McGregor fights and all that. And I just randomly hit him up because I'd wanted to start my own podcast for a while, but I didn't know what I was going to do. And I just randomly hit him up. I was like, hey, you know.
So were you guys barely friends? Did you barely know each other?
No, we were friends. Yeah, we've gone to school together like all our lives.
We were like always going to parties. Like now me and Slim are like definitely like best friends. But like.
Back then.
We were just friends.
Like,
you know?
What's up?
Yeah, like, what's up, bro? And then we like knew each other, talked about MMA.
But then I hit him up, and then I went up, ended up going to his work. He worked at the Barley House.
I just imagine like him fucking like wearing a Pokemon outfit with a Pokedex, like showing up at the party, like, and then you're just like very basic. You're a football hero, so you're like wearing
that
your
never
jersey,
happened.
Wearing your jersey. Probably have a ball in one hand, like what's up, dude?
I like throw the football and knock the Pokedex out of his hand. Sorry, bro.
So
like pick the football up and shove you out of the way.
But so you. That's let's talk about that. You were a high school football hero.
No, I played JV football.
No one had seen to know that.
I was supposed to be the quarterback of the high school football team. No, JV. But when I was supposed to become
of
the quarterback,
the Pee Wee football team.
No, I didn't even start Pee Wees either.
JV's still Pee-wee, isn't it? Isn't that how it works? They're all Pee-wee?
Well, there's like JV Pee-wees, but then there's like high school JV. There's like freshman team JV and then varsity. So when I was supposed to go up to varsity, I started doing mad Percocets.
Whoa!
So after that, I just really stopped kind of giving a fuck about football, and I just started making money, and like, that was it.
Started
Monty
making
Truth
money.
Come out, damn.
I feel like if you keep digging, he carried a lot of towels and water.
Just smacking ass is nice, dude. Good play.
So you're the little pump of ninth grade.
What? Oh, yeah, okay. Well,
I'm like Lil Peep because like I just took mad drugs and just fell off.
And died.
Yes, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, I got you.
And now you're reborn.
As a football hero. I mean,
no.
MMA commentator.
Finally!
That's great. You're the MMA commentator, Monty.
I mean, really, it just all kind of like, Slim kind of like let it fall into place, and then you gave me a show, so really, I mean, let's talk about you two.
Let's talk about YouTube. Well, the Joshua Tree is an alright album, but other than that, I don't want to listen to anymore.
I still resent them. Yeah, I still resent them for putting that album on my phone. I couldn't get it off.
I still can't get it off.
I like the humanitarian work.
The humanitarian work, yeah.
South Park's awesome episode of them, where he's just a giant turd.
Is it bad that I never watched South Park or one episode ever in my life of The Simpsons?
I watched South Park recently.
Yeah, that's real bad. That's
crazy.
What?
Never. Are you all right?
Not one episode.
Like, you should go to therapy, man.
No South Park ever.
What happened to you?
I mean,
as a
I watched South Park. I've watched episodes of South Park, but like with The Simpsons, I've honestly
were you
never
not?
Watched
the Simpsons?
One episode.
What are you talking about?
Were
I've never watched
allowed?
One episode of The Simpsons ever.
Or do you not care?
But you just said you've never watched episodes of South Park, and you're like, well, I have watched episodes.
I mean,
South
no,
Park,
I'm
but
talking
not
like,
with The Simpsons.
So like, I wasn't allowed to watch Johnny Bravo.
Uh-huh.
Why?
The cartoon.
My dad thought I would grow up disrespecting women. Like, hey, mama.
You did. You do disrespect women.
That's fair. You literally told me that you unexpectedly hopped in the shower with a woman last week.
He did tell him that. Yeah,
but I mean,
is it unexpectedly or without consent? Like, what do we use?
Both.
Yeah.
Both. Goddamn.
She didn't mind after the fact.
Like
but podcast just shuts down.
Well, at least he's getting it out of the way. He's like trying to fucking
no, it's cool.
get
I'm
in front
saying.
Of the situation.
Let's not throw words around like unexpectedly.
Well, no, she didn't know I was just going
to
run
it. I just wanted to know how this comes up as a story on your MMA podcast. Like, I came out the shower, so I don't know. Made me almost kind of wonder what you were trying to insinuate.
Worst part is that he was wearing his mother's clothes when he did it.
Oh, man, it's like psycho in this motherfucker. So anyway, I come out the shower. And you were
and I
talking,
hopped in the shower with Sean.
You were talking about how you had
that was the Chris Thumbs Cavs cast.
You were talking.
Nice callback. That was genius.
You were talking about how you unexpectedly hopped in the shower with someone.
Yeah, I went home with this girl I'm talking to, and she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna take a shower," and I was like, "All right, I'll just be in here," and I just fucking whoop, and just ran in the shower with her when she was already halfway through. Which I don't remember. I blacked out, and she was kind of like, "Oh, all right, I guess." And that's it. That was not a.
She
not
got
an
out the
story.
Shower, and you finished taking a shower by yourself. Now I wasn't weird. Even trying to lead you into telling the story. You just hopped in and told it. I was gonna.
Yes, we granted you a pass
was,
out of that.
I was gonna
told
ask.
The whole story.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how that even came up as a story on the MMA podcast.
Oh, I don't know, because we got done with our news and we were just like, well. We got some time to kill.
Anything new this weekend? Yeah, I jumped in the shower with some chick.
I literally asked him if he made out with any girls this weekend, and that's how all
that
of
was
that
the
started.
Question you yes. asked. Why do you even ask that? Where are you trying to lead him to?
He's over there looking all ashamed. Because
Monty's wiped up, so he's got to live vicariously through me.
Oh my gosh.
And our friends like hearing that shit. That's what gets us. That's why people like us, is because we're not like, this dude punched this dude in the face and won. Uh-huh. Like, nobody fucking digs that fucking Mike Goldberg shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you take your time with the questions, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Did you make out with any girls? And you're like, yeah, there like, was one. Yep. And then he's like, Did you finger?
No, that's the crazy thing. He just goes like, I know once I say that one question, that's a cool 5 minutes of content right there.
He plants a seed.
Yeah, I'm cool. Wow. I chill back and just cross my legs and just watch.
The A&A MMA podcast.
Unearthed.
Available
behind
everywhere.
The scenes.
So, literally. Yeah, I mean, I hear stuff like that quite frequently, though, all the time, where you're just...
Not even talking about MMA, right?
Yeah, you're just... And then there's another thing. There's another thing you two do where you, like, insult people. Like, you're like, what up, slap dicks? My name is Monty, and this is the A&A MMA podcast.
That's his thing. He calls people fucking worms. What up, you fucking worms?
What up, you worms and nerds?
Our biggest... No, I've never used nerd ever. Don't put
that on me. Dick slappers.
I may have used dick slappers, but... Worm, that's my thing. Uh-huh. Calling our fans worms.
So much so that a fan had messaged me on my personal Instagram account and called me a fucking worm.
Yeah, you are
shit.
A fucking worm.
Thank you. It's catching on. Yeah. It's catching on. I don't know. And that's terrible. That's like half of our thing is just me insulting Slim. Like, if Slim,
have you ever heard of this show? Because
yeah. Slim's the punching bag here. He's not anymore. Slim's a dignified, he's a dignified host here.
Well, I'll take punching bag duties.
Does he take the punching bag?
I mean, I can too, but I mean, you go still... ahead and be ready for that swing back. That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever been the punching bag, Sean?
Me? I'm the punching bag every moment.
He said some stuff. That was so contradictory. We just literally said Slim was a punching bag.
Now you're... He's right. He looks at us like somebody better insult me real quick because it's something weird.
Oh,
like,
so he'll set himself up. Yeah. He got knocked.
Okay. He's throwing up alley-oops and you guys got it.
Yeah, I'll be like, something about eating 2 half-pound hamburgers so now my stomach hurts, and somebody could be like, yeah, you're fat. Knock it down.
That's terrible.
If somebody said that like to you, I would literally be like, bro, fuck you. Like,
be funny.
It's usually me.
I've been it's getting worse now. Like one time at work, I like turned and I knocked something off of a counter with my belly. Now I'm doing it like all the time. Like it used to just happen once. Now it's like three times a shift. I'm like
really embracing that Sharky Claws role.
Reach for something and then my belly's just like swanging and hits the buckets off the counter and shit.
You're really, really embracing that Shanty Claws role.
Santa Claus?
How's there a Y?
I was to where I could put it on the counter, like put my belly on the counter and then lean forward and reach higher.
It's like a double jump.
That was about 60 pounds ago.
I feel like I'm pretty close to that level. If I laid down on my stomach, I could probably teeter-totter on it right now. It's like, especially full of all this hamburger meat. I made 2 half-pound hamburgers. They were big.
You're fat.
You're fat.
Cooked them.
This is what he does every week.
I cooked them medium too. Nice. Oh, wow. Good.
Is it hamburger every week?
Hamburger.
You know what?
It's like hamburger every day.
No cheese, just ketchup.
It's okay. I have my fat moments.
Hamburger.
Shove two Oreo cookies in my ice cream and I smash them in there with anger.
Oh, nice.
Like, it's like a blizzard, I'm trying to get over shit blizzard, so I'm just like,
sure your ice cream machine was broke. Sure it was.
Fuck you, Rallies.
An avalanche of emotion.
Have you guys ever talked about Slim's like weird eating habits on
Slim's fat too,
the main show?
Will be like, I ate Chipotle, and we'll be like, you're fat.
But he'll be like, I ate Chipotle from like 2 days ago.
And we'll be like, you're
like
fat.
It this
way.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what?
He bought pepperoni rolls from the gas station and was stoked about it.
Oh, dude. He loves gas station food. Slim loves nothing more than gas station food.
Pepper roll.
I'm
on board with
you're
that.
You're about to defend them? Yeah. They're like $4 a pop,
They have marinara.
Okay, what do you guys think about this? He said that like a cheeseburger you get from the gas station is better than McDonald's.
I didn't know. I said I will eat a junior bacon cheeseburger. Like sometimes I'll order two and I only want one, and then I'll put the other in the fridge and just eat it cold on the way to work in the morning.
Eating it cold's weird.
He eats Arby's. That's all right. Bro, one time I took him to Arby's and he got like 2 big-ass meals, and I was like, damn, Slim, you're about to go in tonight, huh? And he was like, oh, no, dude, one's for the morning. What the fuck, bro? Who buys Arby's for the morning? What the fuck?
They have the eats or the meats.
He had 2 of those things floating over his head.
I just like how Maji was like, damn, son, you're about to go in tonight.
Toss me a fry or two. Like,
damn. He's got 2 Jamocha shakes. Fucking... So Slim does do that. The hamburger thing, they might taste better from the fucking gas station than McDonald's.
I don't know.
I think that's
but they're not
argument.
Better for you.
Well, no, it's worms. That episode of Futurama where Fry got
it's like 3,000 milligrams of sodium.
Oh yeah,
it's all salt.
Come out looking like a mummy.
Salt and water.
Preserved.
Yeah, pretty much like me.
Just salt water.
Big salt.
So we had a show Saturday.
We did.
You hosted.
I did. It was fun.
You opened up with comedy karaoke.
Yeah. That's what you call it, I guess.
Been busting Slim's balls, telling him he ripped off Bill Squire's joke. About saying the N-word. And he's like, where would I have even heard it before? Terrible. I'm like, it's on the poster that's on the wall right now. And I was like, Angel's even streaming it going, is this a ripoff? <It's> I was like, damn, dude. So,
oh my god.
Well,
I hear you though, Slim. It was your. had,
I rip people off all the time.
He had 3 days to write a joke.
To be fair, he's used a joke Squire should be embarrassed about anyways.
I told Slim like 3 days beforehand, like, can you host? And he did a bang up job. Slim was
I'm proud of you.
Hosting machine. He did say one performer's name wrong.
Well,
yeah, Victoria. I feel like you should not have messed it up. It was pretty.
I rehearsed her name all week too. Like all
You got the whole time.
Did you reverse it or
you
reverse it?
Rehearsed. Well, I rehearsed it.
He put his thing down, flipped it, and reversed it.
And somehow I thought of the town Mansfield instead of Mansburger. When
Pansburger,
I was afraid I was going to call her like Hirschburger or something ridiculous, but
you just called her Mans.
You should have made a like a thing to help remember it, like what Bob likes and what Sean eats.
Damn, those.
God, I hate when he does that laugh at comedy shows.
I love it. Actually, I like when my
friends.
That's
real.
Okay, so at Dwayne Duke's comedy show, my friend was getting mad at her boyfriend because he was laughing real loud, and she looks over at him, and she goes, that's not your real laugh.
Oh.
In the middle of everybody, and he's like, he looks over at me, like, embarrassed, kind of, but I was like, man, I'm happy he's laughing that hard. He's showing up. He's like, he knows it's a recording. He's out here laughing hard, but she got pissed off.
It could be Dylan.
She was like, that's not your laugh.
Yeah, Dylan fucking. I can't wait to hear that back when I'm editing the record.
The
just
bike
like,
horn.
When he just starts going, yeah, like. And then fucking, but I'll be in the corner. Dude. I'll be in the corner like going, ha!
Yeah, you and I scream.
No, but
I. Are like, I told
Dylan about the three chickens in a human suit line before the show, and he just reads and goes.
Yeah, the show hasn't even started yet. We got this kid just laughing, looking at him.
He's in the front row, and everyone just like stops. I think looking at him.
I think it ruined the laughter for the rest of the show by having him laugh that hard before the show even starts.
Oh my gosh, bro!
Everybody was like, "I don't want to be a part of this anymore." There's going to be people laughing like him.
People like him.
He sounds like a whale singing a beautiful song.
Sounds like a Tusken Raider. Yeah. What? From Star Wars?
So the venue was fun. Joe opened up the back of his tattoo shop and his wrestling ring for us to play in.
Yeah, that was sick. I've never been in one before.
Did you bounce off the ropes?
I was afraid to.
Did they had Angel running full speed back and forth? Like,
what?
She learned how to run ropes.
Oh, I could have done that.
I actually kind of, no, I hurt myself pretty bad the first couple of runs, but I actually had a good time.
You weren't hitting them right. Then they finally gotten you into it. Yeah, I got it.
I did a front.
I was just trying to say bye, but they were so into training wrestling.
I just wanted to be a part of that. I talked to them about doing the AWL, and they were like, well, why don't you get in the ring? I'm like, I don't know, guys. I'm kind of irritable right now, and I'm all dressed up. And they're like, get in the ring. So then I start ramming the ropes, and
oh,
I have
shit.
These ridiculous bruises on my arm. I look, yeah. I woke up, and I'm like, God damn it, I'm almost 30.
You did a
relax.
Front flip into the ring, too. That was pretty funny. It was good. I was just standing there.
You did?
I was standing there, then all of a sudden, here comes Angel, like, bah! Like she front flipped into the ring.
I landed on my ass, but I did front flip. I did do it, and I was like, okay, I just was more embarrassed.
Yeah, she came
like,
right down on her ass,
anything?
Like
she
about to break. I was like, did you break your tailbone?
On the wood,
no,
too?
No, it was good. It was my arm that hurt from bouncing off the ropes like a psycho.
And finally, I was like, look, guys, I'm just trying to say bye. I'll see you guys later. And then they were like locking up wrestling.
This is after
like,
the show?
Yeah, after the show.
Oh.
I'm just trying to say bye.
I got out too.
They're like locking up and throwing each other into the ropes and shit and like not even listening to me. I'm like, all right, bye.
No, Joe was
bye.
Really cool.
Have a wonderful time. Bye. Like nothing.
They were focused because like, I mean, honestly, we were Sean and I were trying to leave and say bye anyways, and I had already mentioned the whole thing, and they're like, "Oh no!" They were in wrestling mode. They were like probably waiting for everybody to clear out and like go. They wanted to wrestle too. They didn't even want to trade me. They were like, "Let's practice moves,
all right, Monty?
Dude."
I just had a genius idea.
What's that?
Lousy weather wrestling show.
I wish.
No, but it's going to be all of us.
What? You want to learn how to wrestle?
I mean, we could throw something together, bro.
Yeah, we couldn't use this ring to wrestle in.
Okay.
It's tiny.
But
and wood.
We could build our own.
Well, that's what a wrestling ring is. I mean, all
it's wood.
Yeah, all it needs is a layer of cushion about this big, and then canvas over the cushion. And it's
we
a
could
wrestling
do
ring.
Just straight 4x4s and put
that's
a little
what
tarp
a wrestling ring is.
All you don't think there would be a trampoline? More
and throw lubricant on it.
It's a it's a metal frame with a metal truss in the middle, about 16 slats of wood laid from end to end, and then you put a layer of foam about this thick over it. And then you stretch canvas over that. That's why it sounds like wood when you hit it, because it's fucking wood.
Yeah, I instantly said no, because it, like, honestly, jumping or landing and doing anything like that, like, I felt like I should have cracked my tailbone when I fell.
Yeah.
But, like,
I
didn't. It was more,
it.
Yeah. Are there springs under here?
No,
what's going
no,
on?
Yeah,
this is
not.
Like,
it's just because
it wasn't as,
it's because it's wood.
It's because you were drunk.
No, you were drunk, eh? But that is one of the reasons why that ring would fucking hurt, because it's only 11 foot. Like, when you have a piece of wood spread across 16 foot or 20 foot.
It bends.
It has a little more give in the middle of it than that ring would.
It made a lot of noise, too.
That's just for some boxing. You boxing that thing.
Oh, we can get that, too?
We had Bobby climb the wrestling ring ropes, though.
Yeah, I Jeff Hardy'd.
You Jeff Hardy? Yeah. What is a Jeff Hardy?
He did a swanton bomb off the top rope.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy.
I don't know what that is, but I'm kind of picturing somebody jumping up in the air, almost in like the Christ air position. Just like
the Christ air?
Yeah, like
boom.
Arms out. I'm doing the arms out. No one can see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like still trying to imagine it. Yeah, I feel like it'd be a
so we were in a wrestling ring. If you haven't gathered that from the past 10 minutes of this podcast. Like, so we were in a ring. It was really cool. It was like wood, and we ran. It was like cool, yeah. That's been
that's
the
not
past.
What it sounded like.
I think it did.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Yeah, the best part of the whole thing, though, with the ring was like, I got in it, was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, I had to like practice getting in with the ropes and shit. And then I asked Amber to get inside the ring. Bobby's showing off his picture of him posing on the ropes.
Yeah, the strobe lights were hitting me just like they hit Jeff Hardy, too.
Yeah. So,
just like they hit Cher.
So I convinced Amber to get into the ring, and she was like very soft and nice about it. Like, oh, I don't know. I really don't know if I should. And I was like, go ahead, get in. She's climbing up the stairs like, I guess I can get in for like 1 second.
Bobby's
like very sweet and innocent. And then she climbs, and as soon as she steps through the rope, she just turned and looked at me and went, what now, motherfucker?
Yeah,
you want to go? I was like, damn, dude. Like, as soon as she got in the ring, it was full promo mode.
She was ready.
Yeah, ready to take me on one-on-one.
She straight bodied you up.
Did you sell that?
What?
Texas death match.
Did you sell that?
What?
That's pay-per-view shit.
Yeah,
right
I was
there.
Like, damn. I was like, damn, dude. I just started begging off like Ric Flair. Like, no.
Oh. Begging off. Yeah. I didn't know that was a term. I'm going to use
that. Yeah, where
real
you
life.
Just fall to your knees like, no,
with
no.
People.
No, don't hit me. No.
Begging off.
And then as soon as they stop hitting you, you punch them in the nuts.
Yeah, yeah. And then as soon as they turn around, you attack them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
just next time that rally sells me that milkshake machine's down, and we're like, I know it's not. And they're going to be begging off.
They're going to be begging off.
Begging off to make me a fucking milkshake.
That's really funny.
That's great.
Why don't we take a break? Chris Paul, do you have any news? What's your big news? I'm sure you have news.
CD release.
You're doing an album?
Yes.
Well, you already did an album. Now you're putting the album out.
Yes.
For the world to hear. How soon are you putting it out?
May 5th at the Ad Hominem Attack Show.
Cinco de Mayo.
CD release party. Mm-hmm. I'll have hard copies for that. And the digital release is May 11th.
No stream. Nice. You're going to be on Spotify and iTunes and all that shit? That's the plan, at least?
Yeah. All those links will be at I bought Chrispocalypse.
Chrispocalypse.com?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's a good name.
Nice.
So now are you funding everything, or is Jordan with Above Below have a part of any of this, putting it out or anything? What's that face for?
He's doing
know, I
stuff.
That was personal.
What's up?
I feel like
well,
he's doing stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know
he's
if you
doing
were,
his best.
I didn't know if you were part of because he texted me about it like 4 weeks ago, and then about like advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, bro, how do you record a comedy album?
I never heard from him again.
What kind of money, effort, time, tears, and fights go into making a comedy album?
I haven't heard from him since about it, so I didn't know if he was still involved in helping you or not.
I like to do a lot of my own stuff.
Mm-hmm. I do all my own stunts.
I've made it very easy.
Hell yeah.
To whatever, I don't know. We still
put
have
on
to
the internet.
Figure some stuff out.
So it's a work in progress, yes. A deal here.
Yeah.
You said you're tracked out, though, right? Like, you're close.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's editing.
Yeah.
Or mixing, whatever. I told him to send me the audio. I'd bounce through it. I'd be like...
You'd put some lounge music behind it and can't rock.
That's awesome. That joke's not going to mean anything to anybody but us.
No.
But that's great. That's good comedic material.
Inside jokes.
But do that with your comedy album.
Yeah, do that with your comedy album. Just mute the crowd completely and just play modern day, like, lounge-ish
just someone with
chill
a shaky
music.
Egg. Fuck it.
No, we just put some elevator fucking. It reminds me of like a Nintendo 64 billiard music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You all right, Monty?
Yeah, that was just that was a really good like.
Good reference.
Nice.
Nice. Good reference.
We put it under a recording of Jeremy Shear and listened to it for about a half hour.
Gold.
That's why perfect. We hadn't started yet by the time you got here, Angel. Was because we were just listening to Jeremy Shear only.
Trigger warning?
What's up? No, the stuff from Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
But I completely muted the crowd and we just started playing like lounge elevator music behind it. And
so
it was like an audio, it was like a motivational tape. It was like the greatest thing any of us had ever heard. We were all just obsessed with it.
So I have a question about the Nintendo 64 billiards music.
Okay.
Yes. You guys actually listen to music and you didn't listen to the screaming of your cousins or brothers over
for the Nintendo 64?
Yeah, like,
no.
I never remember any
it
music
it had four
or
controller
sounds.
Ports.
Maybe, like, with GoldenEye or
GoldenEye,
something.
GoldenEye, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing the reloading of the guns. But specifically,
dude,
I never remember
GoldenEye
any music
had a...
or anything else because it was always like, shut up, Ray! Everybody!
GoldenEye
and then,
had
like,
a
all of us
sick,
beating each other up for the different controller,
sick music.
Fighting over player one. Like, there was never,
damn.
I could never remember.
Yeah,
yeah
you had a
awesome.
Violent childhood.
I had a little
it
sister,
was tight,
so
though.
Was like,
well, that's why I'm
you just
this.
Beat her up.
Did you ever
that's
get
mine.
Mad and bite your controller?
I never bit it.
Yeah, there you go. No.
See, for me, Smash Bros. Was always cranked. Especially when you go to like Star Fox.
GoldenEye
used
had
a hand job motion
it.
When he said
he did. Star Fox is always cranked.
I had a thumb up though. Who hand jobs
yeah.
like that?
He is like doing two hands twisting and
Slimmy
shit.
Would be the one to throw in like a weird little thumb. Like,
hey, listen, who
dude,
did
you ever tried it with your thumb?
Without the thumb,
Fantasia,
yeah.
Like a this thumb? Dude over here.
Fuck off.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Welcome to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Boom shakalaka!
Non-stop 2 times a week action.
From long range.
With your host, me, Chris Clem.
He's on fire.
It's a basketball podcast devoted to the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And sometimes the Indians, Browns, or whatever I feel like.
With the sweet finger roll.
Featuring interviews, insightful hard-hitting commentary, characters, and comedy sketches.
Whoa, kaboom!
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. I love this game. Every Monday and Thursday on CavsCast.com or LousyWeatherMedia.com.
All the cool kids are doing it after all. And you want to be cool, don't you? I mean, come on, don't you? Come to my own conclusions,
I'm crazy. Start thinking up all kinds of stuff like fuck yourself my girl, a little hug. That gold digger bitch just thieving. Act like I don't care, but I'm grieving. Start switching up for no reason. Told myself I ain't got no friends. Fuck my people, fuck my ends. No rationale.
original thought I'm low. I'm paranoid, all I know is they wanna rinse me out. Use me up, cost me down, fuck me up.
I don't know if this thing's working. Check your microphone, Chris Ball.
Hello.
Check.
Hello. Like, I felt check. Like I heard like hello. Four people say hello and check when I asked that. I was thinking about playing some Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 today.
Oh, why didn't you? Classic.
I just didn't have time.
he had to lay down this rug, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I spent most of my day laying down the rug. That was literally like from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Laying down this new rug to the studio. I definitely try to keep updating the studio, man.
Yeah, it looks
why
good.
Won't you hang? Oh, gotta no, keep... I dropped the blood. Why won't you hang the thing me and Slim got from Fast and Furious 6?
What's up?
Or,
oh, back
was
here.
It 8? Some shit. I don't know.
It was 8, Fast and Furious 8.
Oh, I thought you were going to say lines. Yeah.
Slim and Monty. See how cool that fucking is? That's from the actual Fast and Furious.
If you're hanging out upside down, it says, or hanging up upside down, it says S&M.
Yeah.
Which they were like Slim and Monty.
Yeah,
it really is W and S. Like, I don't know. Well, it was a convenience store like song, wasn't it?
They were trying to be the new Craig and Tweak. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Store. That's West Sport.
Earlier, you said something about South Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I was going to say, I watched South Park recently. And the show has become very progressive.
Okay.
So hold up the sign, yeah.
Yeah, I still got a sign in my hand. So right.
You hung out with Mikey Tell last weekend.
Yeah, Monty. I got to see Mikey.
How'd that
former
go?
Guest of the show.
I almost
so,
went
yeah,
with him.
I mean, this was just like, the dude was a grip. Isn't that what he said he did?
Yeah.
Which means he just held things.
No, he straps cameras to shit.
He was gripping things.
Like when you see like sick views on like in like Fast and Furious movies where it's like the side of the car going like fast as
he was the one that gripped it to the to the thing.
To the car.
The limit.
So and then he just stole this off a wall because he's
no because they just tear that shit down, dude. Like that was just a prop, so they were just gonna like throw that away, and he was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll take this.
It's broken too.
It is.
I gotta get some glue in here.
Yeah, this is good audio, isn't it? Yeah.
No, he's this just thing holding, I'm holding it. It's a diamond sign that's like bigger than Sean's hat, like half
put
of
it
Sean.
Down.
It's huge.
And it says S&M on it.
It's actually WS.
And everyone's just
down.
Talking about
where are you going to find a chain big enough to wear that?
I will find it.
No one's healthy enough in the room for anyone to wear that.
Beastie Boys think their Volkswagen logo was fire. Wait till I'm walking around with that thing hanging from my neck.
No!
Damn it. My leg is burning. I dumped coffee on myself.
Tell them about what you got to do with Mikey Tell last weekend.
I got to go down to West Virginia to...
worst, like, lead up to a question I've ever heard. Like,
we brought it in with
who
the...
Who the fuck is Mikey Tell?
The grip dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
No, I knew that. I meant as, like, a listener sitting there.
Well,
like,
we just explained it, so...
Yeah, totally. I meant there.
Follow along, guys.
I meant, like, as a listener, yeah.
Anyways, I got to go to fucking West Virginia and set up 8 different sets for 8 different commercials. And, like, it was sick. Like, the first one we
what
did.
Were they, like car or,
It was for the West Virginia lottery.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
It'll be like Powerball.
I got paid more money in 3 days than I make at my job in
so
a month.
So you go to, like, a convenience store.
We went to
it'll be, like, an old lady showing up, like, I want the Powerball. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's as easy as can be.
But we went to an abandoned convenience store, and we literally had to make a convenience store from scratch. So we were literally going into Walmart buying, like, $900 worth of just generic ass anything.
Like candy and
candy
cigarettes.
And just not guns. Cigarettes. No. They did have mad guns. Bro, they had samurai swords at the Walmart.
What?
In West Virginia, stay strapped with samurai swords.
We were in Hurricane, West Virginia, spelled just like hurricane. The locals pronounced it hurricane. It was wild. And I had macaroni and cheese and pulled pork in a cup. And it was like the most famous dish in Hurricane.
Rocky
Hurricane.
It's a porky pie.
Porky pie.
Or a spork.
It was just a regular fork.
It was in the same cup?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It was pulled pork and then some nice cheesy mac and cheese, another layer of pulled pork with another layer of mac and cheese, just in a cup.
Whoa.
It was serious, dude. It's like a Porky Pie.
But it looked like it was in like a Frosty cup. Like it had like the little bottle lid on the top. Oh, like a see-through cup? Yeah.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I seen it on his Snapchat, but... Yeah, so you made some serious money. That
you do this often, where you just disappear to do things in West Virginia, or is this your first time?
No, dude offered me so much money, I canceled going to work.
You just took all your vacation days. You were like,
no, I just told them like, yo, I can come to work tomorrow. Quit your job. I have a emergency. I can't be at work tomorrow. And then I also didn't go to Kalahari. All my friends were kicking
All you've
at Kalahari.
Done is like bury yourself on this podcast. And, like everything.
Nobody's listening.
The truth is out. No.
I listen at least to criticize the shit out of myself.
Yeah,
so
fair enough. We got one listener, the one in the room.
We might have some live listeners. You're fucked if they're listening live.
Yes. Shout out to Taylor. You already know Taylor is listening.
I asked anybody to tweet us questions to ask you.
I don't have any responses yet either.
I like that they're advertising the West Virginia Lotto because whoever wins it's just going to lose half of it at a strip club.
The other half. Shout out to Smoke and Ciggies in the casino.
I miss West Virginia. There was always good people in the state of West Virginia that I would meet.
Yeah, you can all just
you know,
say
you can
do whatever. Yeah. Do whatever.
They
just
didn't.
Their
I remember them like getting really mad at us about weed. Like we smelled like weed, and they were like, "If you're gonna smoke that weed, you better take it outside. Don't be smoking inside my bar." I was like, "We wouldn't. Why would we be smoking weed
you
inside your bar?
See it.
Like the fuck? Yeah, you would have watched us do it right here. We've been sitting right in this spot since we got here.
You know how much you can sell some weed for down in West Virginia."
Probably a lot, dude.
A disgusting amount of money.
That was one thing where when we used to tour, I would always look at all the... I'd look at the marijuana laws by every state we'd go to, so I would know, like, okay, if I got arrested in this state, I'm locked up for the weekend. If I get pulled over, if we get pulled over at this state, it's a $100 fine. You know what I mean? Like, I would... I try to make sure, and the worst was West Virginia. West Virginia has the worst marijuana laws out of everybody else. It's like an instant $1,000 fine for like.
Oh my god!
I don't remember the quantity amount, but like most places, it's like $100 fine for anything an ounce and under or whatever.
You could be drunk enough to beat your boyfriend and kick a Gatorade through a gas station
though. And get off in West Virginia. What? But if you have fucking an eighth of weed, it's $1,000 fine and 3 days in jail.
Kick a gator through a gas station.
Yeah,
I did do that.
That's part of
okay.
West Virginia
like,
things. Hold on, you what?
Like,
what you did?
No
what
one did this? I'm just saying. You could
run
get
that was
rewarded.
Pretty descriptive. For,
yeah, that was very,
for
very specific. Yeah.
I have a friend
who. So you kicked an actual live gator?
No. Yeah. No, not a gator. A Gatorade. Like
a Gatorade. Gatorade.
The swamps of West Virginia. Yeah. My God.
I saw a lizard down there. How am I?
The lizard jumped up in the air and grabbed it. It was like, damn, I needed these electrolytes.
You said something about kicking
I've
a gator.
I've been hanging out here with these. No.
She did say Gatorade.
I can't believe I drank all of this Pepsi. I've just been chugging it.
You didn't drink all of it.
And being like, I'm almost done.
You loved it.
You were stoked about it.
Whew, it's so good. I ate 2 half-pound hamburgers.
We know.
Yeah. That was waiting for your fat.
Surprised you don't have vodka
and
in it.
All I wanted was Pepsi from like that moment. I was like, man, all I want is a Pepsi. Just one Pepsi.
That's what you like with your burger, a nice cold Pepsi.
Yeah, cold Pepsi or
RC Cola.
Is
that your favorite
soda?
Cola.
I don't know.
What's your favorite pop?
Soda.
So I was going to say, you just flipped it on. It's like, I'm from Boston. No, I'm not.
Probably for real, Sprite, but I haven't drank Sprite in a long time, man. Mm. Yeah. I also really like Sunkist.
Yeah.
I also like Mellow Yellow.
Okay.
I like Coca-Cola.
All right.
I like Pepsi. All right.
I
like Jersey.
I just pictured him at one of those like Coke twist things or those crazy machines, and he's just
the flavor
machine. Custom, yeah. Like out. Five guys, he just goes to town.
It is pretty funny. Like
all of it.
Yeah. When, what are you
all.
Talking about?
Well,
the Five
freestyle,
Guys machine.
A freestyle.
You, yeah. Oh, what?
Freestyle,
five guys
yeah,
go down what?
So, what did
what?
You just say?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
The Five Guys Coke machine where you can get like the
Like, oh, raspberry Sprite? Yeah, let's do that.
I thought she just broke into like a racist Asian accent or something. I'm like, what are you doing over there? You're like, Five Guys Gold. That I was like, what? What does
you that just mean? Couldn't hear me because I was like backing out, but that was racist.
You
of
got
you,
peanuts.
By the way.
Ah.
Now you're being racist.
You're always turning into a Asian racist thing.
Running theme here.
Terrible.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
But anyway, a freestyle pop machine. So I'll ask my coworkers at work, like, hey, you want me to get you a drink or something? Like, I have a second. You want me to get you a drink?
Right.
And I always love the coworker. Like, you have the normal coworkers that are like, yeah, I'll take a water. Like, really simple. I'll have a water. Sure. Awesome. Thank you. That's really easy. I'll have a Coke. Sure. Awesome. That's simple. But then you get the coworker that's like, I want Sprite, but I want it mixed with cherry, orange, strawberry, and lime, equal parts each one, and then add grape on top. And it's like, what? I don't even remember which all those flavors were. Like, you want me to get you a Sprite with cherry, lime, orange? See, I already forgot. You know what I mean? Like,
orange, lime,
you
cherry.
You like drop a grape in there? Like, what the fuck? Why?
Yo, I went to this little diner across from my work the other day, and I'm sitting there like eating dinner with a coworker, and an old man asked for a Coke half and half, and the waitress knew what he meant. She was like, oh, half diet, half regular? He was like, yeah.
What?
Why?
That's normal.
What do you
just do it. That was paid a lot to just do that.
I was like, what
very
do you
easy.
Yeah, I'm cheating on my diet, but I want to make myself
don't
think I'm doing
judge
it right.
Them. Like, you're not there to judge them or be their life coach. You just get them what the fuck they ask for. It takes 2 seconds.
Okay, yeah, but I'm sitting there next to him like, why?
It. Yeah, not,
it's very simple. It's very
I just
easy.
Never even heard of anybody getting half and half.
You're not there to judge
like, if you
them.
Get half sweet tea and half unsweetened, understandable. But you're getting half diet and half regular. Like,
so do
when
you
I
fuck
get...
with them when they go, I want double cheese, double mayo? And you're like, yes, I'm writing all this.
I don't. I'm not a waiter. I don't know.
Oh, well, then shut up.
God damn. When I get coffee out and about, I never order it this way, but if I'm making it myself, I'll get like one sugar and two Splenda and shit
like
that.
That's fine. Yeah,
get a little fancy.
Well, so that like I'm getting a little bit of sugar, but I'm not putting three sugars in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do one, like,
I'm
like one sugar, one Splenda. Yeah, yeah, right.
Cut the calories by a third, right. You know?
Yeah.
I
might start doing that. Half diet, half regular. That's actually a good idea.
Do what you want.
Oh my god.
Okay, all right, cool. Well, glad
dude
I could
was a revolutionary. He's like sitting here fucking hating on him.
Yeah. You can do that with other things. Half diet, mellow yellow, orange, half regular, mellow
I'm
yellow.
Go to
right,
JCPenney
right.
Like,
add
I
lime,
wanna...
orange, grape.
I drink Minute Maid Light
you're
orange.
You're literally
a
the
lot,
dude you
so
just
I'll
hated
just do,
on.
Yeah, I'll do. No, I wasn't hating on nobody like that. Yeah,
you're
I was.
It
yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting it myself. I would never order it that way. I don't think. Not at Denny's, no.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Probably not.
No, they would fuck it all up at Denny's.
Yeah, fuck Denny's.
It's been. It's.
They'll bring you a coffee.
You're lucky enough you can build Black. Your own Grand Slam.
I asked for a coffee and I got tears.
Okay, that's fair. Was it from the other patrons eating at Denny's?
No.
Just a collection.
Walked out. We've been over this, but she literally delivered me tears and no beverage.
Denny's at Denny's here in North Hill or it's Chapel Hill is really bad.
Oh, yeah, because it's technically not a Denny's. It's like a franchise
it's a fucking Denny's.
Denny's,
man. You walk up in there, but they got the like dirtiest glasses.
It's like one of those like own your own Denny's, but it's not like the real Denny's. You know what I mean?
No, I never heard of own your own Denny's.
Yeah.
They franchise Denny's.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of places.
Yeah, you
do
can
that.
Buy a kid at Toys R Us.
I get what you mean.
R.I.P. Toys R Us.
Can you?
I was about to say that shit's out of business.
Well, not yet. You can still run in there.
Oh, bro, are Legos on clearance yet? Because
I
will
don't know.
Fuck
the
up
whole place.
Some
on I think
clearance.
The one. I think. Is the one by us out of
everything.
Business yet?
I don't know if they're out of business
they're
yet, but everything's clearance. They like shut out their lights at their work or at the Toys R Us next to my work the one day, and everybody's like, "The power went out at Toys R Us." It was like, "No, they probably just didn't pay the bill."
No, it's just the millennials not having kids.
Yeah.
No, it's those little puppy dogs they took over finally, like we all thought they would.
The sentient dogs. Yeah,
no, I just you know, there's all those reports that are like, millennials are killing the restaurant business. It's like, millennials aren't having kids, so they're killing Toys R Us.
Toys R Us is Slim's drunk. Oh, he's making a good point. He's making a great point, though. I don't mean
you
that.
You just had to point out he's drunk.
Yeah, I'm just pointing out that he's drunk, yeah.
Okay, like he, dude, he's not even close to like slim drunk.
Nah,
dude.
Nah.
I know he's drunk, and when he's sitting here, like, yeah, I don't know. What do you got, Machi? I'm like, dude, what the fuck do you mean? You literally just mumbled words for like 10 minutes in the fucking podcast.
My favorite story ever is like when I came home that one day and he was just drunk, screaming, not just nonsensical things for like 20 minutes.
And on the podcast?
Well, and you couldn't even get him to get up and shit. He was blackout completely. You don't remember any of it.
No.
But then when I talked to you the next day, you were like, oh, well, when we had a... when the guest was there, I wasn't that bad. And I was like, you had a guest like this? Like, holy shit. You were not making any sense.
Oh, was that when James came?
I think when I came home from work, you were just like, I'm fucking scared, bruh. And I was like, what?
Bro,
like,
he spilled a bunch of shit on the floor.
Yeah,
cleaned
yeah.
it up with the paper towel and then looked at the paper towel. I was like, fuck it. And just threw that bitch. Like, what the fuck? He was wilding. Yeah. Like.
He spilt it all over the floor and shit, but then came in here and only like wiped off his phone. I was like, no, dude, you got it. He's like, I didn't do that down there. I'm like, yeah, you fucking did.
You were like, I literally just watched you wipe off your phone.
And
it was his fucking laptop.
The next day, he texted me, yeah, you spilt stuff on my laptop. I was like, what? How the... Like, you fucking asshole. You were so drunk.
I'm sorry.
Last
night. Oh, yes. I learned. Not really.
Oh, that's Slim. That's Slim's life.
What did Vito say?
The only things guaranteed in life are death and Slim blacking out.
That's pretty much. That's our Tuesday excursions.
And a Sunday. And Friday and Saturday. And
I don't think anybody wants to ask you a question, Monty.
Yeah, nobody gives a shit. Bro, no.
Chris
I said,
Paul
I'm literally...
ask you a question.
They said
who? Oh, cool. Okay. Chris Paul. Question time.
Oh, man.
Just put him on the spot no. so hard.
He said, oh, no.
Chris
oh,
Paul no. asked you a question.
Yeah, like, he's got...
Did,
sure.
did
what if he really
think?
Was ready? Like, he had, like, the rapid fire shit ready yeah, to go, like, down.
Did anyone else think it was really polite of Slim to not correct you when you said best friends?
Not like nowadays we're best friends, but
Slim looked at me like nope.
For the record, Monty did a cutthroat
yeah.
gesture towards his own throat.
Oh yeah,
nah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude.
Terrible.
Only
never.
We saw that.
Don't
yeah.
say that. You know,
it is funny. There's times where I listen back to the podcast and I'll hear myself be like, and I'm like, and I do a face, and everybody laughs, and we just move on. Like it's something that. Whoever's listening back would know what happened. You know what I mean? Like, you're completely out of context. When I'm like, oh, and they were just like, and everybody's like, oh, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I like that face. Are you,
but it's kind of like.
Are you saying we need to start live video streaming?
All of it. Everything. Everybody
kinda
has
like
a face
leaving
cam.
It up to their interpretation.
Yeah, like,
that.
Like
a GoPro, like, dude?
HD.
GoPro.
Like, I want you to see my boogers.
I see what you're
GoPro
saying,
GoPro
Bob.
And boogers.
Bob, it, to your credit, it would be like a visual realization. Like they can picture themselves
they
there.
Want to. It's yeah, like a book. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they can use their imagination.
Like that
yeah.
show, Wienerville.
Yeah, with the puppets.
Oh my god.
With that one guy's head on every single puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I think his name was Anthony Wiener, but not the Anthony Wiener that. Just like
it was
like
sending
famous.
Dick pics to little girls.
Yeah, not that same guy.
Whoa, like a fucking...
relax, Monty.
No, that's what that that's really? What the congressman
yeah.
Anthony Wiener did.
Anthony Wiener, the
not the
oh,
Wienerville guy. No.
The Wienerville guy.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I just think his name is also Anthony Wiener.
Oh, so mad.
It is.
Like, and like now this dude. What am I supposed to do?
Might be Charles.
They were very young, and one of the pics he sent his like. 3-month-old baby was in the picture with him.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Like behind
yeah.
him.
Oh my gosh!
What
that's
the
terrible.
Fuck?
Yikes! That's the
that's
government.
Some slim shit.
That's the government in action. Hey. That is some slim
no.
shit.
No! Don't put that on my. No! Just take that back, son of a bitch!
Don't say that.
How many
he
dick
pics? The line at considering
a baby dick pic.
Considering,
picks.
All right,
yo,
I guess consent.
That's the worst hashtag.
Yeah, I did. Hashtag
calm
is that
down,
the
everyone.
Worst hashtag? Yeah. Slim, when's the last time you sent a dick pic?
We actually talked and about how him many sending videos of him jacking off.
He sent video of him jacking off, and that was an A&A MMA conversation?
Yes, that was
an A&A. Let me check in my Snapchats. I haven't got responses yet.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, yeah, so sometimes I just like wake up, and I'm like, oh, I got like three... Or no, he
open
said,
Snapchats.
He said five, like blue, unlike, and he tried playing it off. I'm like, wait a second, you just said you have like five unread fucking messages on Snapchat. So what does that mean? He's probably sending weird ass fucking shit that's not getting responded to, right?
And so you were like, what is it? He was like, oh, I just jerked off to all of them.
It was, I don't know how to jerk it off.
Just
me.
Holy shit, we're learning so much today.
You just gotta know about them angles.
We're learning so much about our friend.
Accidentally so much.
Just listen to our podcast.
Like, you're supposed to like get some power first before you do this, Slim.
Power?
Yeah.
You know, dude. I got her Snapchat. She can definitely get a jack off then.
Oh,
what?
Good.
What, you mean
you
be
guys.
Famous and then send one of
those?
Then I'll be over the news. Right now, I'm low key.
Be on the news.
I'm low key.
Why did he say it like that?
Now I'm going to be on the news. Because he's drunk. Clearly, he's
stop
drunk.
Stop it. You say every time. Gosh. Every time he's he's drunk.
The news.
He's just
this
drunk.
Might be our most informative episode ever.
Yeah, that's... Is this your, like do you... Where? I don't even know what your guys' like, formula usually is. Are you like, oh, so you do this. That's cool. Tell me about it.
This is pretty much our formula right
here. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
because I was hoping we were just
usually
talking
the guest
about
has a little bit more going on than
me.
No, Mondi's pretty much right up there with most of them.
So I'm not the least famous guest you've ever had. Who is?
Probably not. No.
Slim before he was a rapper, like when he was first trying to be a rapper.
Well, my first episode I rapped, so yes.
We have a lot of guests that
I've been
back
on
in the day
that had zero going on besides being a janitor lady.
Oh,
that's a cool job.
We've been going almost
more than
5 years.
Definitely, Monty.
So,
I'm also more famous than you are.
There's a lot of people we've had on that don't do anything anymore. I don't even know where they're at. You know what I mean?
Where are they now?
The Lousy Weather Media Made Show edition. You guys have like a sick ass documentary about people? Just Bob's voice?
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, they came on a show.
That's how he starts every single like cutscene. Yeah, so... Now, John definitely sniffs a lot of coke.
I mean, it's pretty rad. It happens sometimes, but you know.
Say that, Bob.
What? Yeah, do the voiceover. We found him in a trailer park outside of Toledo, and he's doing lots of coke nowadays.
Yeah, say that.
That's what discovered lounge music.
That's when Jeremy Shue discovered lounge music.
So we found him in a trailer park, and he was doing a lot of coke.
I don't know. Bob lost the job already.
We'll have to write it down. We'll script it for him.
He's perfect for this.
I was trying to provide a beat. I fucked it up too.
You were doing a beat?
Very weird.
I heard it.
It
was alright.
Tribal, so it wasn't that good.
You should have been like.
I was like, no. I just tried.
Wait, you didn't like that, Monty?
No, she just said tribal, so I thought you were going to give like an alternate tribal beat, but you came in with like.
No, I didn't. Trap beat.
Give me it. Keep going. Oh, Slim rapping on an episode I was on, Redemption Part 2.
Slim rapped.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, with Ray Roberts. Yeah, it was bad.
Got destroyed.
He battle rapped Ray Roberts.
Roy Roberts. Like
Roy Roberts.
It's Roy Roberts. Okay, so he battle rapped Roy Roberts.
And Roy Roberts destroyed him.
Who?
Roy Roberts.
Who?
At who is Roy Roberts?
Stop this.
Roy Roberts is more interesting.
Roy Roberts,
way more famous.
That's our listener.
That was our first sponsor ever.
Roy Roberts.
Yeah, through his 10 bucks, we were like, yeah, look, check out Roy Roberts. Every check him out on
Roy
Instagram.
Roy Roberts, one more.
Who is Roy Roberts?
You don't know Roy? that's not funny.
Who? Oh my god, where are we going? Downhill.
Yeah. So Monty, what's your future plans and goals as a podcaster?
I want me and Slim to have our own little podcast fucking channel.
Oh,
and
here we are.
It's,
no.
gonna be about food and beer. Mm-hmm. Our first one. That's
have a
our
different
first
podcast every day of the week. But you two host them all.
Basically, we like, wouldn't be like
be
you.
MMA, one will be food.
We wouldn't be like your be subsidiary. You know okay what I'm saying? Oh, I want to be like Sean Ast, but I want to be like Mont Nast.
I want to walk like you. Talk
Mont
like
Mont
you.
Mont Nast.
No, and then like I got a dude who talks about politics. So like, why don't I give him a political show? Mm-hmm. And then like,
you'd be the
So you want to be a network rad host one day.
You want to be a Montast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now.
Okay. We'll work on that.
I can tell you it's not lucrative over here.
That's fine.
But you can, you the hope is to find somebody to make it lucrative and ride on their coattails.
Yeah, we actually got a wild, like, top. Me and Slim somehow just found some dude who, like, really fucks with us and was giving us money randomly, so that was awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Still is, yeah. Shout out, Vader. Yeah.
Because if you were chicks, they'd be like, hoes always riding on dicks for money.
No.
You guys are just riding on your
dicks. No, shout out that guy. He's giving us
wait, what?
Two of these.
He's giving us some money so far, like seriously, like, found a liking in our podcast and, like,
he invested
in it.
Yeah, you guys got a bunch of subscribers. I remember you guys became the top podcast. You unseated all the other shows to become the top podcast.
And, then we took like 2 weeks
like
off and lost it all.
Yeah. Like 2 weeks.
We're back. We got like a good 30 listens in the first,
yeah,
not even 24 hours yet. So
yeah, we recorded yesterday and it was Slim talking about what I meant to say was she sucked the soul out of me, but what he said was
she
slobbed on my salami.
She sucked the salami or slobbed, and I just turned around like, did you just say this girl slobbed the salami?
The funny thing was, like, I didn't catch it, so like two minutes passed and then Sean was like, did you say that?
And I that was his description. He's like, so I hopped in the shower with her and weirded her out, but she slobbed on the salami, so it was all right. I was like, what the fuck?
we're a very X-rated podcast.
Jasmine Carter's bit that she does,
mm-hmm,
about people, like, about the way they talk about their sexual interactions, like the way the dudes talk about it to other dudes, and the other girls, like, and then he pulled out his Vienna sausage. And I was like, get that out of here.
And Slim's calling it a salami.
That
like, Jasmine,
yeah, I was
she's
in the
funny
shower.
She was
and
the one on
it was a salami, and it was spicy.
Wasn't she the one at the Cleveland Comedy Awards?
What?
Yeah, Jasmine.
Yeah, Monty went to the Cleveland Comedy Award. He was your date.
He was my plus one, yeah.
So you guys sat together. You got a big picture of margaritas together.
What? No, it was a mule.
No, that was
wasn't
me. That was just for me.
It was a mule.
That was for me.
Moscow mules.
Yeah,
together.
And I drank that by myself.
I had
and it
some
was weak. Yeah, I did actually pour you guys a couple. Also,
I had like a half of one.
A&A MMA definitely going for best or funniest
A&A
sports
MMA podcast.
Yeah, yeah. If we can get up there in the rankings of like funny podcasts, off of like not being funny but just like situationally funny,
uh-huh,
that'd be sick.
Like if we made cutscenes of our funniness, it'd be great, bro. You know how you got that one commercial where it's just you falling asleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically that's like kind of like what you'd have to do with all of our jokes.
No, you guys like do have great skits. If you if you know MMA and you know the sport, the jokes, you get the jokes, you know what I mean? And like the boomerang.
Yeah, we started doing skit comedy.
Boomerang.
Skit comedy.
Yeah, I don't know what made us start doing that, but
it was you. I'm not going to lie. Those are all your ideas.
Yeah, every single week I have to come here with an idea in my head and portray that into Slim and have him like build it into an audio clip.
And I do all the editing and the, you know, he's like, oh, add this sound here, and then you're gonna add this little music here, and then you're gonna
pitch
gonna
shifting.
Yeah, it works.
So
it works.
Satan can.
And I don't know how to do none of that.
Yeah. So
we bounce off each other pretty well.
All right. A&A MMA.
MMA. Check our podcast out.
MMA.
Yeah, you. I mean, it's a
MMA.
A&A MMA.
It's a weekly.
A&A MMA.
It's like A and like the and sign.
The and
it looks
sign,
like an eight, but like the eight kind of took like a little U-turn real quick.
Are those called ampersands?
Yes, ampersand.
A ampersand.
Wait, what is it?
Ampersand.
Nice. I never heard that before. Sick.
A ampersand AM. That's too much.
Yeah,
it's A the and sign.
We're actually looking to rebrand soon, so if you're cool on making stuff.
Change your name?
No, we want a new logo.
Oh, I got you.
The Paul Wolf.
I want it to be like me and Slim, like an animated, like two animated versions of our heads, like fighting each other with A and A MMA.
Might be gay.
Yeah.
What?
What?
How? On the phone? Where'd you get that from?
What are you talking about? I said A blah blah blah.
So you're looking for a new logo?
Yeah, we're working on it.
I thought I was the only one that kept thinking of Mac.
Of what?
Always Sunny.
Oh.
Who's Mac?
The guy that got fat.
So you?
Yeah. Ah!
Bell's for Monty. Wow.
Oh man. So what's the goals for the podcast? You're gonna be a
making a food and beer podcast. Okay.
And
you're
have multiple podcasts.
Yeah. So, I want a sports podcast, like overall sports.
So where can we find you on Twitter, Instagram?
He's private. He's a private
guy.
Yeah,
don't fuck with me.
He's
I'm just kidding. You can find me at the Fioramonte.
Don't you run the ANA MMA Twitter or one of them?
No, I run our Instagram account.
Do you guys have Twitter or Instagram?
Just Instagram.
We have a Twitter that we don't use, but it's mostly Facebook.
We have a Twitter?
Yeah. It's just unreal.
Okay. I can never find it.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
I try to tag it.
It's weird. What is the at name?
Because if you type in AMMA, you don't get nothing.
What is the at name?
I don't even.
Try Slim Hearts Monty.
We will try that. I run the Facebook. Monty runs the Instagram.
You have a Facebook too?
Yeah, Facebook's only got like 50
Holy
likes,
shit.
So I don't use it that much. Well, it's got an auto-populating
Why
episode.
Why do you think we're
week,
so popular,
but...
bro?
AAMMA.
Yeah, see, we come up.
Okay, I like it. All right, cool.
Yeah, we're working on it, man.
I'm on to this.
I got some nice pictures.
You got a bit just like the stock MMA photo.
No, Max Holloway beating up fucking Jose Aldo. I like that one. All right. I don't know. That's what I picked. Okay. But yeah, we
Salami with a dollar sign is your latest episode.
That episode 50, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm happy for
about 15 episodes ago, I decided like, okay, we can't just be like, here's episode 30.
No, that's not true. That's not true. What he's saying right now.
We gotta wait till the 50s.
Slim used to be like, used to be like, dude, we need like, it needs to be like Ngannou versus Miocic review episode, like kind of
because
how
good did our Conor McGregor and Floyd review do? Because
that was a popular episode, but we could have named it something funny that would have related to that. That would have gotten a lot of views. But we started just naming it funny ass stuff. So can you look up any of our other names of our?
Yeah, just keep scrolling; they'll be there. Like,
okay,
name some of those off, Sean.
Episode 49 is just called allegedly.
Allegedly.
Episode 48 is three chickens in a human suit.
That's the joke I told Dylan that made him geek out.
47 is boofed it. Because that's taking shit up the ass.
Whoa!
Episode 46 is microwavable sushi with Drew Schottenheimer.
Yeah, shout out to Drew Schottenheimer as
Shout
out
Drew.
Cactus.
Yeah, we have cool ass fighters on our podcast as well. I guess I didn't mention that.
Break his freaking leg. That's episode 44.
That's one of our best. That is our best skit ever.
Yeah.
episode 43 is We Heart Pino.
That's James Neff.
Yeah. That's about porn.
What? Because Pino is porn?
Yeah, Pino is another term for porn.
Yeah, tell us what Pino
I've never
is
been to
PinoHub.com.
Well, you're missing out, bud.
Is Pino Hub as good as porn?
Yeah, every holiday they make it something different.
Only if you got premium, though.
Yeah,
it's only good if you got premium.
Dude, Horn Hub was pretty funny.
Horn Hub.
On Easter.
I didn't see.
Like Pornhub completely.
I was too busy proposing to someone on Easter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get applause for that every week. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that up just for the applause.
Pornhub rebrand. You know they do like funny shit on holidays. Yeah, they rebrand it to Hornhub.
Like devil horns?
No, like horny? Actual like horn instruments.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Like horny saxophone hits high note. Like
because it was April 1st, yeah. April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it was April.
It wasn't Easter related. That was April Fool's Day related. That's how they did Corn Hub the year before.
Corn Hub was great.
They changed it up now. Instead of Corn Hub, they did Horn Hub.
Yeah.
Horn Hub is also a 2013 jazz album from Hubert Brundlemeyer.
All
right. Nice.
Bob was like, excuse me. Let me see them fucking
I'm
going to
see if
dude.
I can find that on Spotify. Then we can lay it behind
Let me
Jeremy
see that brass.
Jeremy Shear audio.
The horns.
Horn Hub. Chris Paul, what do you have coming up?
You do a podcast too, don't you?
Yeah, you are. I meant to say that at the top of the episode, and I didn't. You are from the.
From the Hope ad, they listen this far.
Yeah, we're from the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast and Roast Battle Show.
Yes.
That
is true.
What else are you from?
Do that. Willoughby area. that's all, just about all I do right now.
Just that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the
Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast with you, podcast. Ryan DiPerna, and Jeremy Shear.
Yep.
We do the actual Ad Hominem Attack Show, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's the next one?
We had your champion here last week. That Hominem Attack Show Roast Battle champion.
Who's that?
Pussy Jones.
Tabitha Jones.
She's Pussy Jones because they have a male Jones too.
Oh, okay.
So she's the female.
Marlon.
Go ahead.
Marlon Fears
calls her that.
Yeah. Pussy Jones.
Holy moly.
Probably because there's a male Jones and a.
Marlon says that about Tabitha.
That's why she's Pussy Jones.
Somebody's
gotta
come up to her.
Holy moly.
So the Ad Hominem Attack Show roast battles.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I went and did the...
Get slim. Somebody get slim.
I went and did the Ad Hominem Attack Show podcast, and Chris Paul was doing his opening, and he was like, we're going to go there now? Is that the catchphrase? We're going to go there now? But I didn't know what the fuck was going on, so I was like, we're going! All right! and then like they're all like looking at me like, what are you...
You ruined it!
Yeah. Oh, he's,
how'd you do? How'd you fare on that?
The format from Glenn Beck. Because he always starts with his opening thought, and it's real deep. And he talks about what they're going to talk about that day. And then he says, we go there now. And then the inspirational music
kicks in.
Just like leads into it. For a few minutes, and then he comes back. People.
Yeah, I thought the show had like started and we were going because he was like, yeah, life is much complete. Like, I don't remember what the words were. What the opening of the show was. It was something like that.
I hope that's the first thing
Chris
I said.
Chris Paul was like, behold, life is much complete. We go there now. And I was like, yes, let's go.
That was his energy?
Yeah.
It sounds like an acid trip.
Something like that, yeah. But then we talked about John Lennon and shit like that for a while. Yeah. It was a fun episode.
Sick.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wait, so did you get roasted?
No. This was on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Podcast is just the three of them talking.
Usually.
And then
assholes to each other.
Yeah, then it's like before the roast battle. Like, we went to the roast battle following it. Yeah.
So did you roast Sean?
No.
Or, like, the guest is free from roasting?
No, I was dying that day. I think they left me alone because I was legitimately dying. I was
I thought you meant dead.
What I had ate like
they were like
I ate like four cheeseburgers.
No, I was fat.
Sorry, hamburger.
I had a really bad toothache, so I was like just overdosing on ibuprofen.
Oh my god,
like ridiculous amounts of ibuprofen. I was just like I'm dying, like my stomach is dying. Yeah.
You know what it was that you said. I said we go there now, and you said rock and roll.
I was like, I don't know why it just said that.
Oh, shit.
Rock and roll.
That's awesome.
It's rock and roll, man. I was like, I've never said that before. I'm about to take it back.
Sean's up 17 ibuprofen. Rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, for some reason, I just wanted to start taking rock and roll back.
You sure did, buddy.
Because that liver was rocking and rolling. It was good.
If you want to listen to it, it's called Taking Back It's Rock and Roll.
Yeah, Taking Back It's Rock and Roll.
I'm going to look that one up.
Ad Hominem Attack Show, this episode I was on. Yeah, I was talking. Monty, you could be a guest.
Please.
Yeah, well, I'll hook it up, man. I'll get you as a guest.
Look at this man. Not this man.
I mean, look at that man.
Well, no, I'll be the middleman.
So when he tells me he's setting something up, I'm supposed to look at Chris Paul and start.
It's his show.
So, but I could set it up.
Yeah. Sean was talking to me.
You just did.
Sean was talking to me. But yes, Chris Paul, I'd absolutely love to be on your show. Thank you for inviting me. See you next week.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, please roast him.
I kind of been doing that the whole show. Right.
I know. I'm ready.
It just goes over the top. It goes over Slim's head. He's just like,
oh, yeah, now he's roasting Slim.
Yes, yeah. I reversed that.
Yeah.
That's our brand.
Yeah. You're gonna be you're gonna wake up and it's gonna be like, do you want to play a game? And Slim's not around, and you won't know what to do.
Oh, I thought I just pictured Slim actually when I being die, the one above me, like.
Oh, that was a Saw reference.
It was a Saw reference, Jigsaw.
What? We're good.
I got it.
I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
No.
Oh, do you want to play a game though, Monty? Because I got one.
Yeah, we got
Fuck
a game.
Yes!
We got a game for you. You know, we game prepared.
Okay.
I don't have any games. No.
No, we do. We do.
I do have some duct tape there. You can sniff.
What does the duct tape smell like?
It smell like bottom.
Last week there was duct tape sniffing. We were all right. So. We did a raffle at the comedy show, right? To like make an extra $30 or something. We're going to raffle off some items. And instead of doing like a 50-50 like most people do, we like raffled off some prizes. Like you could win prizes.
Yeah.
We had three Hot Topic mystery bags.
Ooh.
Which all had cool items. One had like pops in it. The one had like an Ariel Monsters coffee mug. And the one had like a Rick and Morty watch.
Nice.
And then we had a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon donated by Angel and Chris Paul.
Nice.
And then we had a what am I getting at?
That was it.
Did you have the little the little buckets in front of them to put the ticket in?
Why the fuck was I bringing this up, though?
Why were you?
The raffle.
I think you were just kind of...
Robert won the PBR, and I got to drink him later, so I was
I lost my...
Talking about how you were just trying to make a quick little $30
But there was a point to this conversation.
Okay. Mm.
Holy fuck, I completely lost where the fuck the I was going with it.
Wonderland and
you started with the duct tape. Was there
duct
tape?
Oh, okay. So I wanted to give away items, and I was like, those were the items we finally decided on. But I'm like going around here with Amber, like what can we pick up to add to the raffle? And I was like, how about this SpongeBob duct tape that everybody was sniffing on the show last week because his duct tape, people were sniffing it.
That was okay.
No,
and then
you guys were in here tweaking
and then I was
off
like,
duct tape.
They all of them were they were like, you bought scented duct tape. I'm like,
no,
it's
that's not the
scented
flavor
like
that we were smelling.
Like it's just duct tape.
That wasn't the one, but keep going.
But anyway, so yeah, they were sniffing my green duct tape. This is a different one, but like, it could fit in. But anyway, then the other thing, I was like, I have this coffee mug that says lousy weather. I was like, oh, well, I was like,
you're gonna auction that off?
Like, we could raffle off the lousy weather coffee mug. And Amber was like, don't you use that? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, nobody wants to use that shit.
I was like,
oh, well, I thought it would be a collector's item.
Used by the actual saint of lousy weather.
Good call, Amber.
Good call, Amber. Thanks. None of us went all
And then I was like, how about this picture of Three Rivers Stadium I have being blown up? It's behind my Batman mask now. The Batman mask?
That's a bunny.
It's a rabbit. Monty's never seen The Dark Knight. Bless his soul.
Yeah, I'll put it on for you one day, Monty. It's Batman.
Have you seen The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
No, I never have.
You've never seen The Dark Knight?
Oh, yeah, that's what I
Hasn't
see.
Hasn't Slim
I
only
see
seen
Dark
what's
Knight.
Your favorite
movie?
iRobot. Yeah,
nice, iRobot. Nice,
nice. I see Donnie Darko.
Bro, did you see when Dwayne was like, oh, post your three, post like a hint and I'll guess your favorite movie? And I was like, there's these three laws. Yeah, I was hoping he was going to get that, but he didn't.
He didn't even get it?
What movie did he guess? Did you see? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
So Dwayne Duke posted a status. It was like, describe a movie with not using the title, and I'll try and guess it.
Yeah, I was like, there's these three laws.
And he started describing iRobot because that's a running joke.
No, he described something random, and I was like, I added Chris Clem. I was like, help him out here.
That's pretty funny. So, Chris Paul, where can we find you on Twitter and Instagram and all those special places?
At Real Chris Paul on Twitter, mm-hmm. Chris E. Paul on and everything else.
Chris E. Paul.
Yes.
Do you ever get like a lot of shit for like actual like Chris Paul?
Who's you're talking about
like the
Chris,
basketball player? Like, do you ever get any like
it's
people just
name.
Mad as fuck tweeting it's, you?
He's got
like,
a GH in his name.
Yeah, yeah. His name is like Chris Paul.
Oh,
not Chris Paul.
Oh, I thought it was Chris Paul. Like,
yeah. Man,
shooter.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Get,
my bad.
You should have known
bad.
Our host sitting
there
in here. Our guest host. You should have known his name and you should have researched.
Yeah, you're right.
That it's Chris
Paul. That was my
bad. And not Chris Paul.
There is a comedian, Chris Paul, with an L. And he's a large, like, heavyset black dude. And he comes up on Google more than I do.
Oh,
when I type
man.
My own name in.
When you type your own name.
Well, really then that should irritating. Be motivation for you.
Yeah, well, you have an album coming out, so hopefully that'll show up when you search. And then you'll be able to climb up the search charts.
I finally buried that fucking idiot Chris Paul that does kick flips in his YouTube videos.
Achievements, we're getting another.
That's funny. I watch those idiots sometimes on YouTube.
Yeah, shout out
to like doing kick flips.
Shout out Toad Sage. Kick flips.
Yeah,
he's getting back. He's getting back on his.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our sponsors, Toad Sage Skateboarding Photographer. Photography.
He's a photographer that does photography. He sure is.
He does kickflip videos.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Toad Sage. He's done some promo photos for us before.
Yeah, he always makes me look good at my shows and whatnot.
Sponsor of the podcast that's from his ad. Always makes me look good at his shows.
He sounds the same every single time, dude. It's amazing.
Because I lost the other ones.
Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography.
You know, he takes pictures at my photos.
Yeah,
makes me look good at my shows, obviously.
Makes me look good,
obviously. He says obviously, yeah.
Obviously. Makes me look good, obviously.
I don't know why I said obviously.
I love it.
It's immortalized. Immortalized. Obviously. Immortalized every episode.
It's sassy. I like it. So.
say that
work
again.
Work it, bitch.
Say that again.
Go.
Sassy.
Go, Slim. You go.
There's so much bass in your
we're
voice.
We're a wrestling MMA podcast. We're good.
No, just the one.
Yeah, just MMA. No wrestling. They don't do wrestling.
We covered that's Ronda. But
you mean you guys don't wrestle?
Did you guys watch Ronda's WrestleMania match?
Hell no.
Pieces.
Why not?
Not
you
should have
watched it.
The only thing I didn't like was that, like, okay, so Ronda's signature move.
It was probably
move.
One of the best matches on WrestleMania this year.
I know.
Ronda's signature move in the UFC was the armbar. When she gets you in the armbar, mm-hmm. you're done. You tap or you break your arm. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
She hit her armbar like 4 times in that match.
Yeah, and it took till when she could really cinch it in to win it.
Come on. The armbar should be sacred.
It's wrestling.
It should be sacred. She should get her in another move.
They should have spent a year of her beating ass for a year and then done that match.
Or maybe she got her in a choke. She got her in a leg lock. And then, boom, once she hits the armbar, signature move. Whoop-a! That's it. You already know Ronda.
In wrestling, it's called hot shotting.
Okay.
They did the match right away.
Yeah.
They didn't spend the year building it because they probably would have lost her. So let's just do it right away.
That's fair. But like I said,
and
I
it's
just...
fucking fake.
Okay. Oh, whoa. It's what?
Sean versus Wrestling 2018.
It's what? Don't you do
I
a.
Hate it.
Don't you do a podcast about this?
About wrestling? Yeah, and it's fake as fuck.
Yeah.
All I do is talk about dick sizes the whole time. How's Derek? Derek's doing good, man. He set up a new room today, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't
shout out to Derek.
You should have Ryan DePerna on. He's an expert
on
dicks.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw a dick on live TV the other day. It was a rugby match. Losers were yanking them
his
shorts
dick
up.
Pulled out.
And I was sitting with my old ass regular. And we're just watching the TV. I'm like,
what channel has
John,
rugby?
Do you see that? That's a dick.
You meant a regular at the bar.
Yeah, right, a regular at the bar. But I'm just sitting there watching rugby with them. There's nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Dicks on live TV.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Full on dick.
We saw a titty
I saw
in
his
UFC
Johnson.
Match not
you
too
saw
long
a
ago.
Titty
I saw
in UFC.
Johnson.
We've seen dick. We've seen titties. America has changed.
One, just
dicks
one titty.
And titties.
But we seen it live, and we're like, oh, was that her? But oh, it was. And like they completely pulled the person on top completely
pulled her titty out.
Yeah, pulled her titty out. And then once we tried to watch it back,
and she was like, ah.
Started doing the Sean nipple rub.
Okay, Indian burn. Once we tried to watch it back on any other platform. And like even like the live recorded, they cut the whole like the whole 12 seconds of the match. It's crazy.
Just jumps.
So we got to see that live. It was,
can we sing?
They're like,
can we just sing a dicks and titties chorus to lead us out?
Big tits.
Go ahead, make it up.
I like dicks Justin and Timberlake. Titties.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what's that? Max and Ruby.
Ruby and Max. Trying to get
but
a
it's dicks and titties.
Yeah.
Titties and dicks.
Keep going.
Dicks and titties. Titties and dicks. You can get your fix.
Yo, dicks and titties.
Titties and dicks. Get your fix.
Oh. Yeah. Dicks and titties.
Yeah, dicks and titties, baby. If you ain't
so
about
smooth.
It, if you ain't about it, get about it, baby. You don't even know.
What?
If you ain't about it, get about it. Don't you know?
You ain't about it, get about it. You don't even know.
I think this was a show. Thank you, Chris Paul, for sitting in at Hominid Tech Show. Monty, the guest of the hour, you did make the episode funky.
Thank you. I tried. A&A MMA.
We out here.
A&A MMA. Let's have a good day.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.